You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13. The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour One Podcast.
And this is the Paul Feinbaum Show, July 3rd. I will give everybody a happy Independence Day for tomorrow. And yes, I am the Roman Harper filling in for Paul Feinbaum today on the Paul Feinbaum Show. Looking forward to all your calls. We have a packed guest lineup already with Jason Swain coming at 4 p.m., of course, Stephen M. Smith later on at 5 p.m. to talk a little bit of Alabama football. He knows it all. And Ben Pointnoy at 5:30 to talk a little bit of at 5:30 to talk a little bit about South Carolina and some other SEC quick hitters. All right, our first guest on the show, we're going to stop it off right now. This guy, Max Chadwick of Pro Football Focus. He's a college football analyst for them. He is also the host of the Preferred Walk-On, and also the Boomer Bust Draft, and a self-proclaimed fast food addict. We will put that to the test today. And I will just start out with it. Max, are you one of those guys that gets fast food on July 4th when everybody's barbecuing? That will really show me that you are really addict of fast food.
Well, first of all, Roman, thank you so much for having me. I've been a massive fan of yours for a very long time, so it's really cool talking to you now, man. But yeah, I'm a recovering fast food addict because, you know, my metabolism went pretty quickly in college, and I realized, oh, I can't eat like this every single day anymore. So yeah, I'm a recovering fast food addict, and my heart is very thankful for that as well.
Well, I'm glad. You know, look, we all know what it was like in college. I live right behind a Wendy's in Tuscaloosa, and I was there every night. So I get it, especially the dollar, the five, you know, we had the five different things. You could pick everything for a dollar. I lived off of those nuggets from Wendy's for many, many years in Tuscaloosa. Trust me.
Yeah, you and I are the same, Roman, for sure. Like, we're just as athletic. Yeah, we're definitely the same person that way.
Okay. Now, Max, I gave you a quick follow on Twitter. I've been following all your stories. You give great breakdowns. I love that you use a lot of the, for those that are really into the PFF statistics and where you guys rank guys. And you tell me this, all right? This is a quote from you from just a couple days ago. Bet your mortgage on Jordan Travis, quarterback at Florida State, to win the Heisman. Was that because it's his odds are at plus 1,400, or is Jordan Travis really the sleeper that's going to take Florida State to the promised land this year, which we know the Heisman Award has become a quarterback's award for the most winning team in college football or a team that gets hot that year?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? I actually think Jordan Travis is going to end up winning the Heisman Trophy this upcoming season. I was lucky enough to talk to him. Actually, he's a phenomenal kid. I brought up the Heisman Trophy and how he's, you know, a top candidate. He goes, man, I don't care about that at all. All I want to do is win. So he really doesn't care about the trophy. But in my eyes, yeah, I think he is right now my pick to win the Heisman Trophy because, like you just mentioned, Florida State is going to be awesome this year. I'm picking them to win the ACC. I'm picking them to make the college football playoff. And, you know, the Heisman Trophy is such a narrative-based award now. And what better story in college football would be Florida State being back and Jordan Travis being at the forefront of that? So I think he's going to put up great numbers next year. I mean, look at Max Duggan last year. He came in second place for the Heisman Trophy because of that TCU story, how that was like a Cinderella story. I think that Florida State is going to be a lot like that next year. I think they're one of the best teams in college football. And Jordan Travis is one of the best quarterbacks in college football, too. So with all that being said, yes, I do think he's going to end up taking the Heisman Trophy next season.
I love it. I did not know you were going to go there, but now that you went there, that's going to lead me right to my second question. Their first game is against LSU, who so many people, including all of the Feinbaumers out here, that have really said, you know what, LSU is the team to beat in the SEC West. I know Alabama didn't get over the hump last year, where LSU's returning more talent. They have more guys, and they've done it now, so they understand what it takes. That first game versus LSU, you're taking Florida State. You're taking Florida State right now. They will beat LSU and continue on the path on the way to a championship and rolling into the playoffs. I love this pick. A lot of people also saying that Clemson will be a team that's returning to the top. Mr. Steele from that does the book. His name slipped my mind right now. But, yes, these people, yeah. A lot of people are picking Clemson. You're taking Florida State.
Yeah, you know, Phil Steele, I think, does a great job as well. And I know he's picking Clemson a lot, and a lot of other people are. Yeah, I'm taking Florida State to beat LSU, to win the ACC, to make the Cotton Bowl playoff. That's kind of my team that I'm all in on right now. I mean, that roster, man, top to bottom, is ridiculously good. From Jordan Travis to the receivers they got, the weapons they have at running back as well, and Trey Benson. And, of course, the defensive side of the ball, Jared Verse coming back to school. He would have been a top 20 pick in the 2023 draft if he declared. He comes back. They have stars on the defensive line, stars on the secondary as well. Yeah, I'm all in on Florida State, man. I mean, they were a great team last year. They bring back basically everyone from last year's team, in addition to some major, major transfers that they got this offseason, too. Yeah, I think this is the year for the Seminoles.
All right. I love it. Now, another person you sat down with recently, Raheem Rocket Sanders. I love this guy's game. Mm-hmm. I love his patience. I love his big playability. And at times last year, everybody talks about KJ Jefferson, but Raheem Rocket Sanders was the guy that was the bell cow that really got Arkansas's offense going when they needed any kind of big play. Could you maybe talk to us and share with the Feinbombers about everything he talked about, sharing his story with, you know, he just wanted, you know, his grease board, just being a man, right, every day, and showing up for mm-hmm. his son. And now growing into, now being really thrust into the spotlight of Arkansas's whole offense and also their football team.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the big thing with him, obviously, that everyone talks about is his speed. And for being a 240-pound back, I mean, he is a blazer out there. And one story he told me was that his mom wanted him to run track. And during the COVID period, when he was being recruited, he couldn't go on college visits. So he said, all right, you know what? Screw it. I'll run track for one meet. He did the one meet. He tripped off the blocks when they fired the gun for the 100-meter dash. And he still won the race, even after tripping off the blocks. I mean, this guy is ridiculously fast. And also, the big thing I took away from this interview was how committed he is to his son, Raheem Jr., Rocket mm-hmm. Jr., if you will.
Has he earned the name Rocket Jr. already? Has he earned that name yet?
I think so, man. I asked him. I was like, you know what? Should we watch out for Raheem Jr. in the 2045 NFL draft? He goes, yeah, man, you guys better, you know, put him in the top of your mock drafts for 2045. So, yeah, keep an eye out for him for 20 years from now. But, yeah, man, I mean, he is so committed to him. And like I said, being a man and making sure he steps up for him each and every day. And he said, listen, man, every time I strap on the pads, before it was for myself and trying to make a name for myself. Now every time I strap on the pads, it's for my son. So while Raheem Jr. will probably be a superstar in college football in 20 years, it's Rocket right now that is a superstar in college football and will be, I think, one of the top running backs in the 2024 draft.
All right, well, Max, I'm going to get you out here after this last question right here. First of all, thank you again for joining us and really shedding a light on this Florida State love that we're getting today. Feinbombers don't get this every day. I got to be honest with you. All right, let's talk a little bit about this SEC. What is the team that you're looking for this year outside of Georgia, outside of Alabama, or maybe LSU, who most people are picking, all right, on the East and the West? What team is on the rise, and because of what position? I know you do a lot of positional breakdowns. What is that team that nobody's talking about that may be a team on the rise?
Well, a team that I love next year, honestly, is Ole Miss. And I think that Lane Kiffin has done a really good job recently of, you know, making that a respectable program, and making that a program that, you know, SEC West teams have to look at as one of the top teams next year. So I think with Quinshon Judkins coming back at running back, I don't know who they're going to start at quarterback, honestly, with Jackson Dart.
Nobody
does. Sanders as there as well. But, yeah, I think Ole Miss is going to be really good. And another team I'll just throw out there, I think Tennessee is in for another big year. I know they lost Hendon Hooker. I know they lost Jalen Hyatt. But, man, I think that offense was really more about how well it was schemed up. And Josh Heupel is still there. And with the arm strength that Joe Milton has and that vertical-based offense, I think it's going to be a lot of points, a lot of fireworks in Knoxville next year. So, yeah, I think Tennessee is another team that I would throw out there. It's another team to really just watch out for this year.
Well, Max, you didn't surprise us. You only shocked us with more great information today. Thank you so much. Appreciate you joining us today on the Feinbaum Show, and hopefully we'll catch up soon. And that will do it for my first guest. We're already guns a-blazing. We are flying right through this show, right through the first hour. We're about to hit our first break here. And when we come back, we have more of your calls, It's already lighting up. So, my man Jamari, you're already wrong today, baby. This will be entertainment. This will be entertainment. This will be entertainment today with your host of the Feinbaum Show, Roman Harper. And we'll be back.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
All right, let's go. Hey, I appreciate my man Mike. You see on the ones and twos right there. That makes me, takes me back to remember the Titans right there. What a great football movie. Top three of my book. I don't know about you guys. What are your top three movies? Football movies, that is. I'd love to hear from everybody else. I got mine. And look, that's one of them. All right, let's go to the calls right now. We got Matthew Tucker from San Antonio. Matthew, or is it Tucker Matthew? Matt, are you on with the Paul Feinbaum Show? Hello? It's Matthew? All right. It's all right. We'll go to the next caller. Matthew, we'll try and get you back on. All right? We're going to the next one out of Texas. Hello? You're on the Paul Feinbaum Show. Okay. All right. We're going to line three. Hello? You're on the Paul Feinbaum Show. Hello? You're on the Paul Feinbaum Show.
Hello?
Rada?
Hey.
Hey.
I got a question. What do you think Auburn football will be under Hugh Freeze this year?
I believe Auburn will look much better. They will look more competent as a team. I think they are more confident. Looking bunch, I think they've done some really good things on the transfer portal as far as the defense was. Look, last year Auburn could not stop the run. They couldn't stop people defensively. They couldn't slow down the rush pressure of other teams. You go back and watch that Penn State game. I've never seen so many free runners on the quarterback as I did in that one game. Yes, you have an athletic quarterback. Yes, you have a transfer in coming in from Michigan State that, according to the numbers, is one of the best ones that Auburn will have seen in a long time. But that was at Michigan State in the Big Ten. That was at Michigan State where everybody stacked the box because they had a home run hitter at running back in Mr. Walker, who was up for the Heisman candidate that year. And so that was then and versus what this will be now. I think 6 or 7 wins for Auburn will be a great year for Auburn. Getting to a bowl game, having the confidence going further to get those extra bowl game practices, that is what I'm looking forward to seeing at Auburn. And I got to be honest with you, the Iron Bowl is in Auburn this year. That is a scary situation for any Alabama team who thinks they always just walk into Jordan-Hare Stadium and think they're just going to roll and Auburn's going to roll over. No, no, no. This is when Auburn usually plays its best, and you have a head coach in Hugh Freeze who has been there, who has won against Nick Saban, and who has beat Alabama multiple times. So I like the situation. Hugh Freeze fits Auburn and everything they want to do and build there, and I think it's a really good situation going forward for Auburn.
Much.
Thank you. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the question. All right, next we're going to go with AC out of Bangladesh.
Mr. Roman Harper, how you feeling?
I'm doing good. How you doing? Yeah, man, no doubt. I think you called last time. Last time I was here, you called.
This is my third time I'm talking to you, sir. Third time I recall. I have to change my diet. A lot of things I do, I'm able to recall them. It's hard, man. It's really hard to follow a diet, especially if you live in the United States of America. You don't have a diet. You get to eat whatever, whenever. This is why guys look like a loser and a pig. I know you don't look like that. But, man, I can tell you this much. You have so much patience, don't you? You have lots and lots of patience. Am I correct?
I try to.
Yeah, I know. I can tell. From your voice, I can tell you have so much patience. Yes, we can try to, but you have no idea how hard it is. You went to the first caller, doesn't answer. You went to the second caller, strike two. I think you're going to call a strike three. You're going to say, hey, she's going to answer my call. It's not going to be strike four, brother. On you, I am not going to strike four. But what do you think? You think Jim from Tuscaloosa is going to call in today? Because he did quit the show for a gazillion times. What do you think, in your opinion? You think this sore loser is going to call the station this evening, this afternoon?
I hope all the losers show up today, AC, just for you, baby.
Well, let's face it this way. Jim is going to call in. He's going to say, I don't like Five Bomb. I don't like Legend. I don't like DC, JC. He's trying to refer to his baby daddy, AC. But we don't care, Jim. If you have problems, don't promote your personal problem. Man, if I have personal problem, I'm not going to address it on air. Who's going to help me? Nobody. I call in because I like to have fun. If 1,000 callers, they call in and they say, I hate you, AC, I love you too. Because I'm a different man. You motivate me. Each time, Mr. Roman Harper, can you do me a favor? Can you say, AC, I don't like you?
I won't do that, AC. I don't know you enough to do that. And I also would say that, you know, I've never seen a great person not have haters. So if everybody hates you, you're probably doing something pretty good.
That's right. So you should say, AC, I don't like your call. I would say, I love you, boy. Let me tell you why. Because that motivates me. Negative information motivates me. That turns into positive. This is why I love you. This is why I like all the hosts, except for Matt Jones of Kentucky Sports Radio, because this guy doesn't know what he's doing. He's too sensitive. But I love Mr. Feinbaum. Oh, by the way, I want to give him one I want to give a shout out to my background cheerleaders because they're doing a good job. But Mr. Roman Harper, you and I, we're running the show, not Jim from Tuscaloosa. Love you, boy. Holla.
That was awesome. I mean, anybody that has cheerleaders in the background doing a call, I got to give them a lot of credit. I'm pretty impressed. Our next caller, Jim.
Is this Roman Harper?
This is Roman Harper. How you doing, Jim? Welcome to the Paul Feinbaum Show.
What are you putting up with that fool for? That guy's a complete fool. You know they hate me because I'm the best. That's a fact. You know it. They know it. I'm like Trump, man. I bring it. They don't like it. They don't know it. And that fool is a complete idiot. I mean, he is a – oh, man. Roman, why do you even take a call from an idiot like this?
It's because I'm patient, like he said. I'm patient, Jim.
Well, that's not the point. That guy is just a black mark on everything. He's just an idiot. I mean, a complete idiot. You know what he's doing, Roman. You know exactly what he's doing. He's riding the coattails of a star.
The star being you, Jim.
What? Who else? Well, it's you too, but it takes one to know one, Roman.
I agree. Game always recognizes game, Jim. You are a star.
I'm going to brag a little bit. I was a star from the time I was 5 years old. I was playing sandlot football with 12-year-olds. They called me to be the quarterback because I could throw the ball like Joe Namath or anybody else that was great and still can. That's why they hate me. Feinbaum hates me because I run all over him. I call it like it is about Feinbaum. I tell it like it is. If he's sorry, I say he's sorry. And he's sorry, Roman. I'm sorry to tell you, but he is. He really is. But he's not here today. It's your show, baby. We're going to drive you to the top.
Hey, Jim, I love it, baby. We're going to the top. Roman Harper as the host.
Hear you. Hang on. Just hang on. It's coming. It's coming, Roman. Thank you very much. See you later.
Thank you. Hey, look, I love it. Jim just gave me all the credit in the world. And like he said, game always recognizes game. So you already know I'm riding somebody's coattails all the way to the top, whether it's my own, whether it's Jim, whether it's Legend, whether it's AC. I want all the calls. I want all the smoke. Let's get it all out on the table today. This is what we're doing today. Before the 4th of July, the fireworks will set off today on the Paul Feinbaum Show. We'll see with you. More calls after the break.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Oh, yeah. We got the early music going for all the barbecues going down tomorrow. This is your host for the day, Roman Harper, on the Paul Feinbaum Show. Look, we're expecting more of your calls. As a matter of fact, the phone lines, some of the lines are still open. I want to help you to help me. And by reminding you, by saying, give us a call, 855-242-7285. Once again, 855-242-7285. Ask a question. I'll give you an answer. I am your host for the day, Roman Harper, and I'm going back to the phone lines. Next up, we have the caller. Hello, you're expired. You are on with the Paul Feinbaum Show, and I'm Roman Harper. How are you?
Good. Roman. I'm here to help you.
I love okay? it.
Are help you ready? Me. Are you ready to get some help?
I'm ready. Help me.
Let go of those last two idiots' coattails. They are the worst callers, the most idiotic. I mean, Bangladesh, he's over there playing cricket, okay? And Jim is so mad at this show, he's got his dog in the corner. That's how mad he is, okay? So let me help you. Don't ever... again, say you're going to ride those two guys' coattails because those guys are going to drive right into the side of a mountain. They are a shipwreck. They're awful callers. They're idiots. There's a reason why we hate Jim. Okay, yes, we do. And AC, he's just a knucklehead. If you want to hear some good callers, talk to me. Talk to Dwayne, even though he's an LSU fan. Hell, talk to Trey in Arkansas. He's at least, you know, always positive about his woo piggy pigs, okay? Talk to Matt in San Antonio. He's a little over top, but, man, even Augie in Baton Rouge or wherever the hell he's from, he's all right. But, man, you got to find better coattails. You're not going to get off the ground, big dog.
Well, I appreciate you giving me some advice right here. I'm going to make sure I stay okay. off of those coattails. Well,
Give me a little bit more. Okay. That clown that you had on first. Okay, he ate way too many Happy Meals and must have got some arteries clogged while he did all that stuff with all that fast food he ate. And his mind must be foggy because he's not getting enough oxygen to his brain to think that LSU is going to get beat by Florida State. Let me tell you something, Roman. Okay, LSU is going to clown Florida State. Okay, I hate LSU. Don't get me wrong. Nothing was more enjoyable last year to watch my Aggies, who were awful, beat LSU in the final game of the season. But LSU is going to clown Florida State. Dwayne over there in Louisiana and all them Swamp Kitty fans are going to tell you the same thing when they call in later. But to think that Florida State's back, that's laughable. Florida State would get 13th in the SEC. 13th.
okay? They might beat Ole Miss, and they might beat Vanderbilt. And that's all I got to say. Roman, 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 love you, man. Have a great day. Giggle.
I appreciate that call. I mean, clearly, he did not like the heat that Max Chadwick was bringing earlier from PFF. The self-proclaimed, he is drinking all of the Florida State Kool-Aid for this year. He has Florida State winning the ACC. He has Florida State entering into the college football playoffs this year. First time since, I believe, 2013 when they went to the national championship game. So this is very interesting. I want more of the calls. I need to know whose coattail I need to be riding today because clearly I'm getting pulled in different directions. Our next caller, Peggy from Tennessee. Peggy, you're on.
Hello there.
How are you doing?
Roman. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. The very first time I ever called, you and some other guy was the host.
Uh-huh.
And I was a nervous wreck, and I think it was around St. Patrick's because later on I went on and looked it up, and you had on this lemon green suit, right?
Yes, ma'am. That was myself and Cole Cuban.
Okay. I know who I'm talking to now. So the first time I called, I was on here just a giggling and laughing. I had no idea you was the ex-Alabama player, honey. And I said, I'm just on here for all the Alabama on Alabama hate. Do you remember that?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I've been a pretty regular caller since then. Peggy from Tennessee. Last time I called in, I was telling Paul about I just got back from a Stevie Nicks concert, and I've been a little busy watching my grandson. His name's Henley Nealand.
Okay, great
and
name.
And he just won a Little League AU World Series in Kingsport, Tennessee. They won 4 rings in a row. So that might be a name you might be looking at in the future in baseball.
Yes, ma'am. So especially Tennessee. Tennessee's baseball has gotten a lot better, too. They're playing really well. I love the coach. They're really good.
He loves Vitello. And I tell you, this little group of boys, they're a traveling team, you know, that traveling team. And so they've been just going at it, you know. And they're finished, I think, up until the fall, this little traveling team. But I want to ask you something, since I know you're – with Alabama, why are they elephants? What's elephants got to do with Alabama? Serious question.
Miss Peggy, I've never seen one outside of the zoo, so this probably happened a little bit before me. But if you look at the whole state as a whole, most of the mascots don't match what the school is. You have Auburn Tigers, and they have an eagle. You have Alabama with the Crimson Tide. And it's an elephant. I think it's because they said.
An elephant? Who but an elephant?
So what I was told.
I don't get it.
So what I was told was that back in the day, it felt like a herd of elephants moving down the field when they were just running the ball, when nobody threw the ball. That was what I was told, but I don't know how true that is.
Well, you know what? It makes better sense than anything I've said did that. Barnum and Bailey come to Tuscaloosa and escape did an elephant escape and trample down the street or what? I mean, I was just trying to figure out where an elephant, though. I've never heard of an elephant as a mascot. You hear of tigers and lions and this and that, but never have I heard of an elephant. I just was trying to make the connection. That makes more sense than anything, like an elephant stampede. I mean, I can get that. I can understand that to some extent. But elephants in Alabama, no, I don't get it.
Well, Miss Peggy, I'm going to give you a little bit of advice because everybody's been giving me advice today. Don't try and make sense of everything we do in Alabama. I'm from Alabama. Don't do that.
Here's my next question.
All right.
When is somebody going to come and get Jeremy Pruitt? We're done with him up here.
I think that is all in the works. I think once everything gets cleared up between the NCAA, what the initial punishment, well, the final punishment and everything that will the all fall out when it's all said and done, I think Jeremy Pruitt is a very talented defensive mind. I think he will be on the staff eventually when all the other things get subside and move on. then he will have his name called and he'll be brought into a staff and then eventually probably back on the sidelines within the next couple years.
I figured he might be coming home.
You said it first, Miss Peggy. If I say it, they think I know something. So, Peggy, I'm going to let you say it, and I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Honey, you have a good day, and I really wanted to talk to you because you're my first caller. And one more thing real quick. I thought Jim, I never heard it, but I heard your last caller talking about not to let it. I thought he quit. I thought he pitched a fit on Paul and called him everything. Demon, devil. Oh, Lord, we need an exorcist.
Well, Miss Peggy, you hang up the phone and get back to listening. We're going back to Jim right now. Jim, you're back on.
Hey, Roman, Tom. You know, you're talking to some real idiots. I never said anything about quitting. I just said assume that because Feinbaum tried to trash me. And you know what? I trashed him back. What do you expect? But, Roman, you're right. You know, I'm an elephant. I'll tell you something else about elephants. We don't. Forget. We don't forget, Miss Piggy. We don't forget. Remember that, Miss Piggy, if you're an elephant. We don't forget. Right up, you know that, don't you, Roma? Elephants do not forget.
They have a great brain. Great brain. Live for a long time,
too. That's right. Hey, let me tell you something, Roman. Feinbaum made me the best caller in the world on his show 8 years ago. I don't know if you knew that, but I think you did, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay, well, I thought you did. You know fireworks when you see it.
I do.
You know good play. And you know game when you feel it, and you hear it, and you experience it. And I've seen it with you. If you'd have seen me play, you'd have said, "What, this guy knows what he's doing. Got talent, but he knows how to put it to use." I'm telling you, Roman, you're a champion. You're shaking it up, baby, and that's what we need. I thought this Feinbaum's been so dull lately, and I do tell it like it is. You know what? Like I said on that book a while ago, somebody called in and said, "Don't hate Jim, cause you ain't him." And that's just a fact. These guys like Legion, he pins his name on the back of the – he patches his name on the back of the coat and calls himself – nobody else called him. He called himself Legend. Now, what kind of champion is that? Just a phony. He's a fraud. That's what most of these callers are. I'm not a fraud. I am a legend. I didn't call myself a legend. I've been called a legend. I hate to brag, but that's just telling it like it is for the idiots like Bangladesh. Bangladesh, what's his name? I can't think of his name. AC
is his name.
AC, what the hell, whatever he is. He's a damn fool is what he is. That's all he is. I appreciate you taking my call. Shake it up, baby. You got it going. We rolling down the track, baby. Rolling, baby. Thank you.
Jim, keep bringing the heat. Yeah. Thank you for that. And look. I think I need a water break after that. Let's go to break. More of your calls, more of the heat. And look, game recognizes game. And let Jim tell it, you ain't him.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
You heard him. Get up. Get on that phone. Call me. 855-242-7285. Paul Feinbaum Show, hosted by me, Roman Harper, on this July 3rd. Get on up. Let's get ready for July 4th tomorrow. And we're still back with more of the calls. Look, we got some heat going right now. Seems to me like people want to get some things off their chest. I believe today is the day to do that. I believe I am the person to listen and help you do that and facilitate that. And next, we got Augie calling in. Augie, You're on the Paul Feinbaum Show. You got called out, son. What you got for us?
Roman Harper. Hey, Roman, do you listen to Paul's show when he's broadcasting?
I do, occasionally.
You know, I'm always criticizing. Oh, my God, is it Roman Harper, Jordan Rogers again in a cast of Tim Tebow? But I got to say, you're okay. I won't criticize you anymore. So we got to get something off our chest. I apologize for being a Roman Harper hater. Although not really a hater. I just say, oh, he's boring. Here we go again with another 20-minute analysis of the Alabama running game. But anyway, you're okay. You know why you're okay?
Why?
Because you played for the Saints, and you brought us a national championship, a world championship. Roman, I was at the very first Saints game as a little kid. I don't remember much other than going to Old Tulane Stadium. And you know what happened on the first play of the Saints?
Yes, they ran the kickoff, right? Yes, they ran the kickoff.
John Gilliam ran it back. It was against the L.A. Rams, and everybody thought it was a sign of things to come. And, oh, boy, was it ever. We went through hell until you guys got there. And it's the only time I'm ever really pulling for an Alabama player when they're wearing the black and gold. So I got to say props to you. And what really made that team work? It was more than just Drew Brees. But let's face it, Drew Brees was a key. But what brought that team together?
It was really just all the turmoil, all the bad things that had kind of happened. I don't think, unless you were in that building in 2006 on the first night back on that Monday Night Football versus the Atlanta Falcons, and you saw how much football really meant to the city of New Orleans and the people of Louisiana. I didn't understand it. It was my rookie year. I was just in the building, and I was more excited to play against Michael Vick. But when I saw people crying, I saw the emotions in the room. I remember all the FEMA trailers. I remember all the blue tarps on all the houses when I first got to New Orleans. And you saw that this was just a little bit more than football. This was a way of out. This was a sense of hope, a sense of happiness. This was a place where this was the only time I felt happy, and I felt a sense of community for a lot of those people in that city because they had had everything ripped out from up under them. They were told, hey, look, it'll be a storm, another hurricane, and look, if you live in Louisiana, you're used to hurricanes coming through. It's part of it. It's part of the business when you live down there. But this one was just a little bit different, and everybody lost so much. And I think going through that first season, then a couple like mediocre seasons, 500 seasons, and then all of a sudden we got really hot early. We won games that we didn't think we could, but we had some really key free agents all come in that year. And we really had this sense of belief. That team was so different because I've never been around a team that hung out as much as that team did, on the field, off the field. We really came together as a group. Greg Williams coming in, implementing and doing some different things defensively. We played like our hair was on fire, and we caused a lot of turnovers. And we knew it was really fun because we always had the best offense, and we would try plays on Thursday or Friday versus the one-on-ones situations, good on good. And if we ever tricked Drew on any type of situation, we knew we had something really good, and it was going to work on Sunday versus any other quarterback.
Well, I got to say, you're absolutely right. That game, because there's a statue outside the Superdome now called Rebirth, and
yep.
It's the
Steve Gleason.
And, oh, forget the guy, the guy's name.
Steve Gleason. Steve Gleason.
Yeah, it absolutely did more for the morale and the mental health of the people in New Orleans than you can imagine. So for that, you can never be thanked enough for your part in doing that. So no matter what I say, it's all in jest. You're definitely a New Orleans hero. But again, the Alabama side of you makes me want to hate you a little bit more because of what you did, because of what you did to our Tigers. But here's the deal about Jim. As I tell Feinbaum all the time, love Jim or hate Jim, people talk about Jim when he's on hiatus. When he doesn't call in, all people do is try to bait him to call in because they miss him. And, you know, give the devil his due, whatever you want to say. Jim is a magnet. And he's right about one thing. That Legion guy, that moron, the new chef from Alabama, he's an idiot. And, oh, by the way, I want to say go in peace to Mr. Pollock. I know he's not on game day anymore, and I think that's a big bust for game day. So David Pollock, he was always a good guy. I think we'll miss him, and all the best. And thank you, Roman. Hope to hear more of you as the season goes on.
Hey, Augie. Augie, I appreciate you being honest, and I appreciate you sharing the hate because all that does is like, hey, I got to get better. I got to get people like Augie to continue to fall in love with me just a little bit more. And like, they will now officially hate that they love me. So, and you're probably right.
I love you for your Saints days. You're not crimson or scarlet and white, whatever the hell Alabama calls that shade of red they got. You're black and gold in my book, baby, and that's all that matters. Thank you.
Thank you, Augie. Have a good one. And happy 4th of July as well. And look, guys, you've heard it. Jim has been called out. He's been stepped on. He's been called an idiot. He's been called probably worse than that in some other places in his life. But today, Jim, I think Augie said it best when they say, hey, look, when you don't show up, people start calling your name. It's almost like the Batman signal. Like, we got to see him. And if we put the signal out there by calling his name 3, 4, 5 times, he's going to show up and give us a call and give us that legendary status. One thing we did all learn today about Jim, the man was a starting quarterback for his little league team at 5 years old. Jim, you are him. Back with more of your calls after the break.